Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 430, Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 12, Predazord, Awaken.
It aired April 20th, Blaze It, 2002, written by Bergen Williams and directed by Koichi Sakamoto. Bergen is a new face and name to the whole new writing scene.
Bergen.
Bergen.
Bergenmeister Meister Bergen.
Hide the toys. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because the Wild Force figured out what it wants to do with its life, and now is doing good.
Yep.
So I like that about it right now. So watch it.
I was going to input a little bit, but then I had a gas bubble, and now it's everything's gone.
Now it's gone. This is first a nap, and now a gas bubble.
The moment has passed. The day is ruined.
So we're going to go watch Predazord Awaken right now.
Wild time!
And we're back, and we just watched Predazord Awaken.
It woke up.
And it did. It look, Predazord, pretty rad.
I like a Predazord.
Predazord does a pretty cool thing. I will never get over how enormous that alligator is.
It's so big. It is the, well, this is spoilers, but it makes up the midsection and legs and like, I think the head also comes out of it.
I think the head comes out of it.
That's
yeah,
everything it's like but the arms, just like we said.
It's like a whole beast war, but like huge. It's like a huge beast war.
Raises a lot of questions, though, but we'll get to those.
Yeah, we'll get there. First, though, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's our website. You can go there and listen to old episodes in the archive of the Morphin Grid archives. I don't know what that sentence was.
I'm not making an archive for the archives. That's
what if you archive all the archives, put them in a second archive, hand them out like little treats on Halloween.
Only if you're dressed like a Power Ranger.
You gotta be dressed like a Power Ranger. Oh, speaking of, we're recording on Power Ranger Day.
We are.
It is happy birthday, Power Ranger.
What is this, 26?
26, yeah, it was 93, so yeah.
Dang. Can rent a car, Power Rangers. Look at you.
Congratulations. I got a question about Power Ranger Day in a couple minutes. We'll get through the stuff first. So, what else? You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Golden Delicious Podcasts. We're on Podknife and Podbay and Stitcher and Google Play. And apparently the last two episodes that went up as of right now, which are 426 and 427, only about a half an hour of them went up each on Google Play because it's a bad podcatcher. And just so everybody knows,
how do you do that? How do you write something and you're like, grab this episode, but sometimes only
get
grab
some of it,
or like you write some line of code that's like, grab one D20 percentage of this episode and put it up.
I don't know. So here's how our feed works, just so everyone knows. So if you encounter this problem going forward, we're saying it hopefully within the 30 minutes that it catches and you'll hear it. When we put an episode up, we just put it into our feed. And then that feed we give to all the podcatchers. So like, we're like, here, you take this. All right. Once it's in our feed, that's all we can do with it. We can't fix it in Google Play because it's not, we can't like re-upload it in Google Play unless we take it down from everywhere and put it back in. And that is just not worth the hassle. So if it's not working, find a better podcatcher because Google Play bad.
Or you might, I don't know how Android phones work, but I know on the podcast app on an iPhone, you can, if you have the link to the feed directly, you can plug that into your podcast app and it will populate it directly on your phone.
Right. Yeah, you can do that.
So if there's an Android equivalent to that, try that.
Yeah, I know there's like a lot Pocket Casts. People use Pocket Casts. We asked a little while ago what people are using. There's a whole bunch. Just ask around what Android users use if you got that. if you have an iPhone and you're not using the podcast app, though I recently updated it and it looks like hot dookie now. I missed the four generations ago version where everything could be in a list. Gosh, I missed the list.
I don't know why they got rid of list. Like, I don't listen to a lot, so the like album covers don't bother me that much because I only have like
two,
six
two
shows
by three
in there
on each page, and it drives me crazy.
But I don't know why they were like, no more lists.
People hate lists. That's for nerds. Only nerds like lists.
Hey, Apple? Apple.
Apple, maybe, the computer company?
Maybe keep your nerd features in.
It worked so much better. I could just look at it and be like, oh, here's all my shows. Now there's like 15 folders for every tab. I don't need that many. Why are they all here, Apple?
Convenience.
It's not.
They also fixed GarageBand with their updates. So
that's true. It made it completely unusable to edit podcasts on. You know, a thing Apple invented. Why you hate a podcast so much, Apple? You invented them.
Because they're mainstream now. And Apple still in its core is a hipster company.
Well, hey, as an indie podcast, I would like you to fucking fix your shit, Apple. Tim Cook, fix it. Make it better for me. Anyway, if you want to leave us a rating interview, that'd be great. Don't tell Tim Cook I said that about him. He'll delete us from Apple Podcasts. And I don't want that.
And the internet? Probably.
You know, he might be very busy, so we might be okay. I wonder if there's an algorithm where if you yell at Tim Cook in your podcast, it hears that and sends it right to him. It says, hey,
just constantly,
her boyfriend talking
constantly scanning for any mention of Tim Cook, and then after it finds one, it scans for tone.
Anyway, yeah, please leave us a rating review. We'd really appreciate it. Speaking of, Josh, you should probably see if we got any new ones.
I'm going to look.
We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/ Hey Jake and Josh. For as little as a dollar a month, you get some cool stuff in return. You get early episodes. You get bonus episodes. We got to record ourselves a Tattooed Teen and Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills couple of episodes soon. So we'll figure that out very shortly from now. Speaking of patrons, we got some new ones.
All right.
So first up, we got David N.
Thank you, David.
Terrence K.
Thank you, Terrence.
Sean C.
Thank you, Sean.
And Nate G. Nathan G. I don't just shorten that to Nate because that's what I call my cousin.
Well, thank you, Nathan, just in case you don't like Nate for some reason.
Yeah, some people don't like Nate. It happens. I don't like Jacob. I'm the opposite. I feel like when people call me Jacob, I'm in trouble. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine someone calling you Joshua.
Only my mother does that, but she also calls me son half
she
the
does
time.
Call you, she does call you son. Anyway, thank you very much for being patrons, and thank you, Josh's mom, for being delightfully a mom.
You should see your jeans.
They're up to her neck. The tallest jeans you've ever seen. We got a new email from Benny. It's more animal facts. Animal facts number two, glory birds.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means. I'm excited to find out. Benny says, yo, here's the second in my celebration of animals, eagles. The word eagle is derived from the French aigle. Aigle.
Aigle.
Aigle. Which is derived from the Latin aquila. Aquila? Aquila. Which might come from aquilo, meaning north wind. I kind of knew that.
That's a long walk.
It is. I knew that because of Assassin's Creed, all the assassins are associated with eagles. And so I knew one of them was something had to do with Aquila. Eagles are a group of large raptors in the family. Oh, boy, a Latin word. My favorite. Accipitridae?
Yeah.
Accipitridae. Accipitridae.
Aspartame.
Aspartame. In Japan, you can find Steller's sea eagle and golden eagles, while the U.S. also sees golden eagles and Steller's sea eagles. Steller's sea eagles. Someone owns a group of eagles, and their name is Steller.
It's a good literally name.
Golden eagles are my favorite eagles because those boys big.
I don't know if I know what a golden eagle looks like.
They're enormous.
It's a giant robot piloted by Taylor.
Yeah.
I'm going to look one up.
It's also home to bald eagles and visited by white-tailed eagles. There are 56 other species of eagles that I'm not going to list, but they can be found on every continent but Antarctica. No eagles allowed. No snakes, no eagles. It's one thing about Antarctica, you gotta know.
These are some big boys.
They are enormous. They got like a 9-foot wingspan.
I wish. Okay, here's one with some people. You wish
there
in
was
it.
Like a copy of 50 Cent's Blood in the Sand next to it for scale.
For
right?
scale, or it's like a quarter.
Yeah, so you know how big it is.
Yeah, these are big old birds.
Yeah, they're radical. Females of all eagle species are larger than males and should be clearly in charge instead of dumb lion cubs. Got them, Benny. A bald eagle is on record for carrying the heaviest load in flight for an animal having been seen with a 15-pound mule deer fawn.
Holy cow.
Just running away with it.
Just taking this. This is mine.
I'm going to raise this baby as one of my own. there's debate on which is the largest species of eagle because it depends on how it's measured. Sailor sea eagle has the heaviest body weight. Philippine eagle is the longest, and white-tailed eagle has the longest wingspan. I used to think bald eagles were biggest, but they don't show up in any of the top five on any of those lists. So thanks for prompting me to learn stuff. You're welcome, Benny. That'll be $50. You don't know it's anything. We'll probably go underwater next time. I need you to hurry up and get these facts out. Before you finish up the season. Well, I mean, I just threw my phone on the ground.
I mean, you can keep sending them after.
Yeah.
It's our show. We'll do what we want.
And whatever you don't get to, we can just do during By the Numbers. And the By the Numbers special, you can just sprinkle in some animal facts.
Yeah, or we'll just do a bonus episode where we read all your backlogged animal facts.
Yeah, that could be fun, too. So that's all we got. So, Josh, it's Power Ranger Day.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the day of the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
All Power Rangers were born 26 years ago today.
Happy birthday, all 1,000 of you.
Just a buttload. So I want to ask you, what is your favorite Power Ranger, either A, moment from the show, or Power Ranger memory in general?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot. We did not talk about this even 1 second.
I don't do good on the spot.
No, well, hey, you're on it now, pal. Your life, pal.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't remember? There's not like one moment from the show that just like sticks out more than any other.
Not because you asked me.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my favorite moment in the show is obviously Kat hugging the evil out of Tommy, where he could clearly murder her handily, but she just believes in herself and is so brave and believes in her friend and fixes him from being possessed. Or brainwashed? He was brainwashed.
Yeah.
My favorite outside, and I told this on the show, but back in like season one, is when I was like 5. I had to be 4 or 5. I was very young. Power Rangers was new. Tommy was still the Green Ranger. And there was at the pizza place near my house at Pizza Haven in Ridge, New Hampshire, there was a Power Rangers meet and greet. That means that there were 3 people in Power Rangers suits there taking pictures and doing high fives and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so I went there, and the people there were the Green Ranger, the Pink Ranger, and the Blue Ranger, or to me, my friends, Kimberly, Tommy, and Billy. And so I went up to – and I think I went up to the Green Ranger. And again, I'm 4 or 5. And I said, why aren't the other 3 Rangers here? And he was like, oh, they had to go fight a monster, but because we had this planned, we came, and they're dealing with that, and then when we're done, we're going to go help them if they're not done yet. And I was like, done. I accept your terms, Green Ranger.
Nice.
That's mine.
I don't know from the show, because I don't know. We've watched 430 episodes now.
We watched a lot of them.
It's hard to go back. I'll just say probably all of Green with Evil.
Okay.
This is my favorite part of the show still.
It is like the tightest storytelling.
Yeah, because there's been like pretty good moments here and there. Chasing to Space might be a close second.
Yeah.
Because that's also very good. Outside of that, there is a carnival that comes to Athol, Massachusetts. Right around River Rat Day. And if you don't know what that is, lucky you.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, Orange and Athol are sister towns.
Sure.
Right, and they're also
there's the Ringe and Jaffrey of Northern Mass.
Yeah, and there's the Miller's River that runs between them. And the River Rat race is a canoe race.
Okay.
That shuts both towns down completely. it's a big deal. And I always try to, like, go to the mall that day. Like, leave before it starts and just come back when it's over. But there's a carnival that comes into town, and it's got, like, you know, rides and games and everything. And the Red Ranger was there one year, but it was not a guy in a Red Ranger costume. It was a guy in a Red Ranger, like, mascot costume. So he had, like, a huge Red Ranger helmet. And I also was, like, maybe six. I don't know. I think I still have a mullet at that point. So I was not very old. And I got
specific time stamp.
I got my picture taken with him. And you get to choose, like, what frame you put the picture in. And it's in this, like, this, like, $1 million bill frame. So it's like a paper, like, envelope frame that's long. And it's a $1 million bill. And where the president usually is just my picture with this Red Ranger mascot.
I was going to ask who's on the bill, but it makes the most sense that it would be you and the Red Ranger.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, the $1 million president.
You're welcome, U.S. Mint.
You can have that one for free, I guess. Nice. The ones that I saw were just, like, straight up in cost. They might have been in mascot costumes, but in my head they were show accurate costumes.
You know, if I did not have the picture, I would have sworn it was probably really the Red Ranger. So
yeah, nice. Dope. Well, happy Power Rangers Day, everybody. 2 weeks late, because that's how our recording schedule goes. But, you know, I wanted to celebrate it a little bit. Are you ready to jump in?
I think so.
And what a better way to celebrate Power Rangers Day than to talk about episode 430 of Power Rangers. That's right, Wild Force episode 12. We start off with Zenaku playing the flute, and his flute does have the three holes in it. Can confirm.
And it is separate from his crescent blade. It's not even part of it.
Yeah, I guess it just looks like it. And so when he moves it quick enough, it goes from one to the other or something.
I guess. Or he's just, like, really good at sheathing that one while he magically summons the big one.
I would also buy that. So he's playing the flute and he's having a flashback and talking about how 3,000 years ago he was cursed and he's going to get vengeance on what they did to him when they cursed him. And he's talking about the guardians that cursed him. It's basically the same flashback from last time where they, like, stab him a bunch and then stab their things in the ground and do something to him.
He, like, catches on fire and yells.
Yeah. So, like, I'm glad we're getting more of this. I wish it was different stuff, but I'll take what I can get.
I wish it was a little more, like, actually more.
Yeah, and not just say the same again.
I wish we could dip into the "he's not such a bad guy" stuff. He's a bad guy, but he's not bad guy.
Bad guy, yeah. He can't crush man's head with his thighs like Sparrow Egg. I would bet. I don't know. I didn't get a good look at his thighs.
They're all covered in leather because he's Shadow the Hedgehog.
He is very Shadow the Hedgehog. If Shadow the Hedgehog was a Power Ranger, he would be Zenaku. I guess a Power Ranger monster.
Yeah, because after this flashback, I don't know if you remember this. It was blink and you miss it. He holds his hands up because he's on the edge of, like, a cliff, and he's just like, "Piss!"
I did miss that when he yelled "Piss" at the world because he's so mad because he was made in a lab and can't kiss a human girl.
But really wants to,
and that really grinds his gears. That really grinds his piss. So we cut from there to Cole talking to the lion, and he's like, and this is a dumb thing to say. So the first thing he says is fine. He says, I when I came here, I was really into finding my parents, which I never talked about after the first or second episode. It's fine. Well, there was also that one episode where he talked about it a little bit. But then he says, but now I need to pay attention to finding the elephant sword. What do you mean, Cole?
He means he needs to, like, shift focus.
Yeah, there's a better way to say that.
Like, now I need to pay attention.
Ah, bummer. I gotta pay attention. Shayla caught me sleeping in class, and now I'm in trouble if I don't find Elephant Zord.
It's so hard to hide sleep from her because she's always awake now.
Because she doesn't sleep anymore.
She can just watch you in that squirt pool.
So we cut from there to Max and Danny, and they are waiting for Alyssa to come out of school. And she comes out, she's got her bike, and she's got like a stack of, I guess, 40 books.
It's like 1,000 books. How many classes does this poor girl have?
Too many. Too many classes for a college. I don't know how real college work, but I feel like this is too many books for your classes.
Well, I went to community college. And I don't think, with the exception of English, I never had more than 2 books a class, and I never had more than 4 classes at a time. I think there was one semester where I had 5, and I think that's the semester when I dropped out of college for the first time.
Right, and then you took your first sabbatical.
And then when I went back, I was like, I'm only going to take 3 a semester. I don't care if it takes me longer to finish. I know me, and I know what I have to do.
Right.
It's a lot of, and I feel like some of them are just like, she's just researching stuff.
Maybe.
It's just like library books.
Yeah. These are books from the library that I checked out. So they meet her and they basically are like, yeah, we just wanted to like, you know, walk you home and say hi. Because I know you're upset about the elephant zord. And I really like that about
you too. And Max immediately hands all the books right to Danny.
He gives the books to Danny, and Danny takes them because he does. That's Danny takes the books. That's his job. And then they're like, yeah, we should go get some ice cream. Like, yeah, let's go. That sounds like fun. And then Max pulls Alyssa ahead of her bike. And so Danny has to also grab that. And so now he's basically a pack mule.
It's really weird because Max has this like sleazeball energy about him, where if anyone else did this, it would be like, oh, they're putting the moves on Alyssa and shoving Danny out of the scene. But
he's a child.
But he's so a baby. So yeah. It does not feel like that at all.
No. It does feel like good kid brother kind of energy. And I like that about this. So they go to get some ice cream. They're like, yeah, this is a good idea. And Alyssa says, yeah, I just can't get depressed about it. And I'm like, wow, that's a weird thing for Power Rangers to say. What a buck wild thing for Power Rangers to just come out and say.
This is what, 2002?
Yeah.
So I think depression at that point is still a very different thing than it is now.
It's probably like a mystery, but it's also
like if you say, oh, I'm depressed, it's just like you're really sad about something.
You're just like bummed.
Yeah, you're just bumming out.
You're not like, I don't think I'm going to eat this week because I just don't feel like it.
What if I just don't get out of bed?
Yeah. I don't know, a weirdly adult word for them to just casually drop on a Power Rangers show?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't even, like, bat an eye at it.
No, yeah, they're just like,
yeah, eat ice cream.
Don't get depressed. Just stop being depressed if you do get depressed.
You can just not if you choose not to.
Have you tried yoga? I'm glad they don't say any of that stuff. They just kind of walk by it, which is, you know, that's sure. So then Danny goes, oh, no. And they're like, what? And he's like, I got to go spritz my violets. He's like, okay, Danny, chill out, bud. There's a kid in the room.
Him and Cole both have these, like, cartoonishly over-exaggerated animations.
They do.
Because he immediately, like, hops up and slams his hands on the table in, like, one huge motion. And later, Cole is going to answer the phone so aggressively.
He's gonna answer the phone in like 4 frames.
In like an anime cutscene.
Yeah. Like this anime killed his father.
Yes, what is it?
So he's like, yeah, I gotta go. And Alyssa's like, well, if you gotta go quick, just take my bike. He's like, oh, awesome, thanks. And so he hops on the bike and he puts the helmet on, and then Max grabs Alyssa's backpack and books and runs up to him. And gives him the books in the backpack to juggle, I guess. And he's like, as long as you're going, you might as well take these. And he's like, yeah, okay. And he's like, he gets like 10 feet away and just beeps it.
Totally eats it.
He yard sales the books. They go everywhere. And they just laugh. They're like, ha ha ha. He fell and probably wicked hurt his ass.
Oh, yeah. His tailbone is
for sure.
Sore for certain.
So he...
Hurting for certain.
There is a for certain hurting on that butt, on that booty bone. So then, like, later, Max and Alyssa are just, like, I guess walking home.
I feel like we went to commercial in between, but I don't
think. I think so, but I'm not sure.
It seems early for that.
It does. But regardless, a bus comes and the bus has no driver, so they morph and they chase it on their motorcycles.
It's funny because they're like just walking in the park or something, and Alyssa's like, "Oh, do you think Danny's okay? Because we like he totally just ate crap on, in the middle of the road, and we just walked away laughing. You think he's okay?"
And we chuckled at him, and we're like, "No, pick the books up, Danny. Get going." But they're like, "Ah, ha, ha, you know, yeah, I'm sure he's fine." And then the bus comes by, and they're like, "There's no driver." So they morph and they chase it. And as they're chasing it down, we cut up to the animarium, where Danny is just getting there. It looks like Taylor and Cole and Shayla are, like, going through a closet they didn't know they had. Because there's just a bunch of stuff that they're looking through. Taylor pulls out this big scroll, and I can't see what the is on the scroll. But it kind of looks like a chart of all the Zords.
It's like, oh.
Then I was like, show me the chart now.
It's like they just were like, here's a bunch of props. Just look busy for, like, 15 seconds while Danny walks through the door.
So Danny comes in. He's on the bike. He gets off the bike. Cole gets the phone call. He whips the phone up. His elbow is all the way out. It is the most aggressive you can take a call.
He's like, yes, hello.
Hello, this is Cole. And they're like, come on down. We need you. There's a bus. You got to come down. He and Taylor start running. They run by Danny, who gets pushed over, drops all of his stuff. And then takes his helmet off and starts running after them because he's like, yeah, I got to go.
So those violets are dead.
He said, my violets are very frail. You have to water them at specific intervals or else.
Well, he also has to pay attention to the elephant sword.
I guess. But see, we don't come back to the violets.
No, they're dead.
They're dead now.
It's weird.
They set up like this is going to be a Danny episode, maybe.
Yeah, it's super weird. Like, Danny is only with Max and Alyssa by proxy because Max went to the school to, like, make sure Alyssa's okay.
Yeah.
And Danny is only there so that he can be sent out of the footage.
Yes.
So he could have not been there, but the writer, what was his name? Do you remember?
Brogan. Bragan? Brag. Benjen. Boingen. Hold on, I'm pulling it up.
I think it was like Bragan.
Bragan. Bresnan.
Bresnan?
Braugan. I'm still looking. Okay. Where'd it go? There's Never Give Up. Predator Awaken. Bergen.
Bergen. I don't even remember what I was getting at now.
The writer decided to put Danny in so he could leave.
Right, just because he wanted to dunk on Danny, I guess.
Yeah, and kill some of Danny's flowers.
He was like, Max isn't going to carry Alyssa's books. That's ridiculous.
We need someone to take the books. She can't not have books, so we got to have someone to take them.
Because Max is like a fine little brother, but he's not a here, let me get that little brother.
Yeah.
He's like a here, let me give that to Danny little brother.
Exactly. So they start running. We cut back to the bus. There's a little bus chase. Alyssa gets in front of it. I think at some point Max gets like blasted or hit or something.
Because they're chasing it and out of the taillights it fires some like lasers at them.
Right.
And Alyssa just rolls through it. But Danny, not Danny, Max.
I do the same thing when I'm typing my notes so often.
And Max is like, Alyssa, I can't. And just like skids to a stop. Like he's fine, but he just stops. Well,
yeah, he's also like, you go ahead, like, don't worry about me. So there's at least that. Yeah. So Alyssa goes ahead and she like jumps on the roof and then like back handsprings into the bus somehow. I think I blinked. I don't really remember it.
There's like this old guy who opens the window and is like, come on in. So she, come on in, lady. She pulls up next to it, runs down the roof and like she jumps up. And as she's falling down next to the window, she grabs the roof and like swings her feet through.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Alyssa's a great Power Ranger.
She rules. The bus stops because now there's a Power Ranger aboard, so we can't keep going now. Then Danny, or not Danny, now I'm doing it. Then Max gets in and they're like checking on people. And as they're doing that, the Duke Org and Dorg Org, the Org brothers, they come in And they're like, give us that crystal or else I'll kill everyone on this bus. Here's the thing. Tatsuka's in the front. Jindrax is behind her. Tatsuka does not have anything in her hands because she would not be able to get her staff on the bus, I don't think. Maybe she has it. It just didn't seem like it.
Yeah, I don't remember if she did or not.
They are right up in the front by the door. Jindrax has no space to stand.
No, he can't. He's standing in the stairs still. He's got nothing.
Yeah. As far, like Max could just push them out, right? Like, easily.
Yeah.
But instead, he's like, okay, here's my crystal. And I paused. I was so mad. I was like, Max.
I did not get mad at him yet. I was like, he's tricking them. He's gonna pull them in and then just kick them out the windshield or something.
He does trick them.
Because Alyssa the whole time is like, what are you doing, you stupid baby?
I just lost mine. You know how upset I am. You can't also lose yours. So then he gets right up close. He's like, you want it? Go get it. And he throws it out the window. He throws the actual giraffe crystal out a window.
And now I'm mad at him.
See, now I'm less mad because I'm like, okay, it was a trick. You weren't just giving up immediately. It's not the best way to do the trick.
No.
But at least you didn't just give up immediately. No, but it's like,
you threw it out the window. You don't know where it went. And Jindrax is technically closest to it because he's by the door.
Yeah. So they run out to go look for it while Alyssa and Max get everybody off the bus to get them to safety.
That I do like, is that he was like, this will get them out of here. We can get the people out of the way.
Yeah, so I like that part of it. I like the reason for it. I was very mad for 1 second when I thought he was like, all right, I guess I'll give up.
The idea of the plan is all right. The actual plan, it could probably be executed a little better.
It could have had a second draft. I know you didn't have a lot of time, so that's fine. Then, as soon as everybody is off the bus turns into Busman. Busman's big bus with 100 million weapons.
And just as many bus, I'm not going to say puns because that's not, but jokes? References?
They're like references to jokes. So, they start fighting. Max and Busman start fighting. Max does the surging slash, which is when he uses his surgeon shark fighting fins on him. And he, like, eats the surgeon slash.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, you know me.
He's like, oh, I love that.
That's my favorite food. So then he goes to, like, I don't know, attack again or something. And Busman, New Hampshire smashes Max, which is a move that All Might does in My Hero Academia. It's actually called New Hampshire Smash. It's the weirdest thing I've ever experienced is hearing the words New Hampshire in an anime. The best part about this is that this attack is he throws his ass at you.
Just like New Hampshire. That's pretty much all that ever happens in New Hampshire.
I can't think of a more New Hampshire Smash than throwing your ass at someone.
Princess Peach is also an expert of the New Hampshire Smash.
That's why I love playing Daisy. She's got that New Hampshire Smash. And Busman New Hampshire smashes Max and throws him 500 feet back into a tree or something. So Alyssa comes in to help. I don't know if she like hits Busman or just like comes up to like check on Max.
No, because
but she just goes, teamwork.
Busman is like about to bring the pain down on Max, I think, and she blocks it at the last second. She like okay. She gets her dagger in there and throws him off.
Right. And then she's like, teamwork. It's like, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Dope.
Gung-ho.
Gung-ho. It means work together. It means teamwork. So we cut back to the others on their motorcycles, Danny, Cole, and Taylor. And it is a weird thing. It's weird sense memory seeing the black, yellow, and red Rangers together. Just because of, like, all the stuff that went down.
Right.
And how, like, then the second set, like, Rocky, Aisha, and Adam all got grouped because of they were, like, the new kids. So whenever I see those three color combinations together, I'm just like, this is old Power Rangers.
And they're just riding the motorcycle, and they definitely had their shark cycles by then.
For sure.
Did Mighty Morphin have shark cycles?
Season 3 had the shark cycles.
Okay.
So it was Mighty Morphin, but it wasn't until season 3. Maybe they had motorcycles in season 2?
I don't know. I don't think they did much more than the same episode 40 times in season 2.
I think they just did the same episode 40 times. Maybe 60 times? I don't know. The first season is 60 episodes. The second should only be in the 40s. So anyway, then Zenaku stops them, and he's like, I'm going to finish what you started 3,000 years ago. And he's pointing right at them. And I don't know if he's pointing at Cole specifically or the Rangers in general, but he's like, I'm going to finish what you started. Implying that, like, Power Rangers is the bad guys.
Right.
So then Cole's like, you go. I'm going to stop him. So they start fighting, and Cole does – he does bad. Spoilers for the fight. He doesn't do good.
Yeah, because he's like, you guys go ahead. I can handle this. And it's like, no, the five of you couldn't handle this last time.
Remember when all five of you got completely whipped last time and the time before that? Like, consistently?
And Taylor's just like, yeah, okay. And then we'll go.
Yeah.
I could be the leader again if you get beat up. So we're going to go.
So see you later. Bye. So we cut back to Busman. He has so many weapons. He's got like a minigun in his radiator pocket. He's got lasers. He's got a butt.
When he first popped up and he first was fighting Max just one-on-one, I had to rewind it because I feel like the fight music in this episode is mixed a little loud.
It is a little bit louder, yeah.
I could not hear what he was saying about 80% of the time. I have no idea what his dialogue was. But the first thing he said to Max is, I'm going to beat up the person who put gum under my seat. And then Max is like, I never did that. And then they fight.
Yeah, see, like, it's a reference to a joke. Right. It is a joke. So they go back to fighting. Alyssa's also there now, so at least it's 2-on-1 at least. We cut over to Danny and Taylor. They stop Toxica and Jindrax because they have the actual giraffe crystal back, right? So they're like, we need to get that giraffe crystal back. So then she pulls out the nutty sack and she squirts them.
Right.
She does a squirge.
Because they're like, give us that giraffe. And she's like, you're only going to get one thing from me. And then she, like, just splooshes them up.
Yeah. they come out. They're all there. All the nutties. They're all over the place. They start doing a fight, which I will remind you, it's just two of them. I don't know what happens to Jindrax, but Taylor's, I guess, taking care of everybody, and Danny is fighting Toxica because he's trying to get the crystal back. Wouldn't you know it, they're on a cliffside near the ocean. The dang old crystal goes in the drink. It's not right in the water.
Toxica's like, it just like tosses it. She's like, you'll never get it now. I put it back in its home.
Where it lived, the water. So Danny is like, I gotta get it. And Toxica's like about to jump in after it.
Yeah.
But then he pulls her back.
He just grabs her by the arm and throws her out of the way. He's like, no, not you, me.
And then he like hesitates for a second.
Right, because it's so high. Because if I know anything about a Power Ranger, it's that they hate heights.
They do not like a height. But also, it's wet, and he's a bison. And do bison like deep water?
Probably not.
They're not saltwater animals.
I don't feel like a bison is a swimmer in any way.
They definitely can wade. I'm sure they can like do little like slow, steady swims across rivers when they're fording them.
They seem like they'd be so dense.
They might be. I don't know. Benny, I can't wait for your bison animal facts.
But Taylor, who's fighting like 8 nutties on her own, is like, hey, you gonna get that?
Yeah. She's like, are you good? What are we doing here, Danny? He's like, oh, never give up. And then jumps in.
You remember that from 7 episodes ago? 8 episodes ago?
On the one hand, it's been a minute since they said it. On the other hand, that was the worst episode of the season so far. And on the third hand, I did kind of like the callback.
I didn't.
I think it worked better as a callback than it did in the episode because it like specifically references that Danny and Max are friends and that they will do anything for each other.
That's true.
Including jump into ocean.
I don't know. It just seems like he needed to try to get it, I guess he did try to get it and fail once, and so he has to never give up to get it the second time.
He fails a solid 2 times at least, I think, because it's by failing means he doesn't find it between cuts back to him. So we cut back to Zenaku fighting Cole. Cole is getting the snot completely hot chocolated out of him, and it's not going good. Zenaku does this like spin, like Cole pulls out his blaster and like shoots at him, and Zenaku does this like gnarly spin where he's just like whipping around, and it's a practical effect and it looks dope.
Yeah,
I just very much like that. I can't see a reason why I would dislike Zenaku the monster there, at this point.
There isn't one. The only thing, and it's not something I dislike, it's just like, what are they doing with this guy? Is that he did heal Alyssa once and then immediately whoop her. So
yeah, and also like he is, I guess the only like bad mark against him is that like he is stealing their Zords for nefarious purposes.
Well, we don't,
and Shayla told us he does evil stuff with them, but he hasn't done actually anything with them besides fight the Rangers.
All he does is fight the Rangers with them, and he hasn't used the two that he's taken from them against them yet.
Yeah, he just like has them.
The one that he's taken so far.
Yeah. Whoopsie doodle. And guess how this episode's gonna end? It's pretty good. And then we get the ah-ahs again. The ah-ahs are bad. And Cole gets thrown in the drink also, I think. I'm not sure. The next time we see him, he's out of the drink, so I don't know if I'm imagining it.
Do I remember Cole getting hit? I don't think I remember Cole getting hit into the water.
Maybe Cole got thrown and a Nutty got thrown in the drink.
It could have. I think it might have been like mid cut.
Yeah,
Cole
that might be
in
it.
The air, and then someone else falling in the ocean.
Anyway, he's getting whipped, and so we come back to Danny, who's looking for the crystal, and he's like, he finds it. He's like, never give up, and like found it.
You don't need to keep saying it.
Well,
like
no,
that.
Adults don't. But him, number one, him baby, and number two is a show for babies. So. They got to get it across.
I'm glad they decided this is going to be the catchphrase with two very far apart episodes to really drive it home.
Yeah, I feel like we talked about this like a second during the break is like, did Bergen only watch 3 or 4 episodes? He watched Never Give Up and he watched the Zenaku episodes. And he's probably like, I'm good. I think I got this, actually.
Power Rangers is easy.
This is for babies, and got us a big clickety-clack typewriter because it's 2003, and I don't know if we had Microsoft Word yet.
I think
we
probably.
Did. I know we did. We had it. We've had it for
so
a long
like
time.
It's like 95.
Minimum. So he gets it. We get back to Cole. Cole gets crescent waved, and his saber gets knocked into the dirt, and it lands sticking straight up, like blade in. Cut back to Max and Alyssa. Alyssa is about to get bus punned to death. He says something, but I honestly did not hear what he said because I knew they were bad, and so I kind of tuned out. And then also the music was a little loud, like the sound mix was a little off. So like,
yeah, his voice is like, I don't know, he's got this it registers really weird. It's like really, it's not like a low pitch, but it's like a low frequency.
He's got a low timbre.
Yeah, so it's really easy to drown out. Because I could hear the Rangers fine. It's just I had no idea. I could tell he was talking, but I have no idea what he was saying except for two lines.
His voice registers at exactly the same frequency as Power Rangers fight music. Right. So it's just impossible to hear him. So he goes to shoot Alyssa. Max jumps in the way and takes the bullet, which is pretty good. Cut back to Zenaku, who has his crescent sword over his head and is about to execute Cole, split him in half hot dog style. Cole's on the ground, his weapon's out of his hand. He swings the blade down. Cole grabs the blade with his feet and like throws him to the side. And boy howdy, if you miss that, the first part of you that gets hit is your beans. Just gonna cut you right up the ghoulies, and you don't want that.
You're getting cut the hard way. If that doesn't work.
That's a bad hot dog style, let me tell you.
Well, thank God that it worked.
It did. Then Zenaku says something like, you, for the evils you've done, something, something. And Cole's like, we're the Power Rangers. We protect the Wild Zords. We only do good. He's always at like 1,000. Yeah. he needs to tone his, just, he needs to tone.
Yeah.
In any way. Just like at all.
He's like,
is always,
he's like the opposite of Ben Stein.
No middle sliders. It's just like all the way up. So then Zenaku leaves because he's like, oh, you're the good guys, huh? How do you you'll understand how I felt then, and then leaves.
Yeah, he says some cryptic like I think I'm the good guy kind of a thing.
Which is good, and I like because it makes him more interesting. And then the last thing that happens, I'm like, yes, I would like to know more about what's going on at all.
They do. They have won me over in that I actually do have the faith in them to tell me what's going on now.
Yeah,
because earlier in the season, like the beginning of the season, I was like, I don't know if they're ever going to explain this because I don't know what their MO for the season is.
But now it seems like if it's like mythology related, like to the Power Rangers mythology that they are presenting, that like they will circle back to it and they will make a point to like explain it. So I'm excited about
non-linear storytelling. Who would have thought in a Power Rangers show?
In my Power Rangers? You hate to see it. I actually don't. I like to see it.
You love to see it.
Love to see it. And then so Max gets his crystal back. Danny throws him the crystal. I don't know if he says never give up. I don't think he does. I think he just throws him the crystal. But in my head, he probably said it under his breath to himself.
They telepathically said it back and forth. Never give
24
up.
24 times.
Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. It's like the dude scene from basketball, but they just say never give up instead.
So Max has his giraffe crystal, puts that in his saber. Now he's got giraffe attacks. And two of the three of them are pretty cool. And one of them doesn't make a lick of sense for a giraffe attack.
Oh, the very first one he does?
The first one, the giraffe typhoon?
Yeah, as soon as he did that, I was like, well, that it lives in the water. So I guess for this giraffe,
it
makes sense.
It is a wet giraffe.
But that's kind of stupid. And then he did like the giraffe slash. I don't remember what he called it.
I think he just said giraffe slash.
But he's like a whole battlefield away and he's slashing his little dagger and this huge energy sword beam comes out and I'm like, that's
rad.
Is a giraffe attack.
That's giraffe attack, and I love that. Yeah. And my kingdom for them to turn into the Zord, like the like have the animal that they have in their thing when they're, you know?
Yeah.
Like I want them to, like, you are not the shark anymore. Now you are the giraffe ranger.
Yep.
I just want that. So bad. He does a slash. Then he does the giraffe spear and he kills him. And then they salad. They don't kill him. He gets injured. And then they just immediately have their weapons and do a salad slash. And then Toxica seeds him. And then call their Zords. And then we get 1 second of fight. And Busman's like, I'm going to wheel ya. And he like does a Hadouken motion, but a wheel pops up in his hand. And then they soul cannon him and he dies. And when he dies, he does not have the wheel anymore. So I think there's probably some fight they cut out.
Oh, there is for sure some fight they cut out.
If I had to guess.
As he's falling to explode, do you know what he says to the Power Rangers?
I don't.
He says, thank you for riding with us. And then he dies.
That I kind of like.
You know, like a bus.
Like a bus would say? Hey, I know you have a lot of choices when you bus. No, you kind of only have the one.
Yeah, it's whatever your city bus is or
it's
your
city bus.
School bus. That's it.
Yeah. You don't have a lot of options when you do bus. But thanks for riding with us on the bus. Thanks. So, bus dead. Zenaku pops up and he's like, I'm going to show you how it's done. So he calls the Dark Wild Zords. And then he's like, bring them together and does this whole thing where he throws them in the sky and there's a crescent moon and the three Zords are there and they put them together and they are the Predazord.
Yeah, he says Predazord, awaken. Title drop.
Predazord has awoke now and it is three fifths alligator.
Yeah.
1/5 hammerhead and 1/5 wolf.
But the head that comes out of the alligator is wolfish.
It's wolfish and it's kind of wolf colors because the wolf is like a silver and gray and blue.
Yeah, and it's
got mostly those colors.
Yeah, it's got a big old horn.
Yep.
Because of org. And this is the other Megazord from the opening.
Yeah.
With the giant alligator midsection that does fold down but is smaller when it folds down than when it is out.
Oh well, sure, but when it is sticking straight out, it has to stick out a full 60 feet.
Oh yeah, it sticks out as far as the Megazord is tall.
Yeah. it's a long snout and it does fold down, which is good, or else it wouldn't be able to hit the Rangers because it would bump into it with his big chest thing.
It would just bite them.
They do a fight. That's true. Because I'm spit them out. But it doesn't do that. I would hope that sometime we get to see that. But it just wrecks the Rangers. Just absolutely knocks their dick in the dirt. They pop up. Max calls the giraffe. So the giraffe switches out the arm. They go to do the spear. of Pardolis. And you know in Super Mario when in Super Mario World when Mario does a spin jump?
Yep.
Predator just does one of those right over the giraffe's spear.
Yeah, you can bounce off spikes with that.
Yeah, I didn't know that until recently. You can jump off spikes and
thwomps.
Not like spikes, like in the...
Right, but like spinies.
Spinies, yeah. I watch a lot of Mario streamers because it's like the chillest thing to watch. Just like to have on while I'm editing. So I watch a lot of them. There's a lot you can do with that Mario Maker, I tell you what.
It's crazy. Someone made a working calculator.
I saw.
That can add and subtract into negative numbers.
Why would you do that? I guess because you can. Cool job, man. I'm happy for you.
Someone did that in the first Mario Maker, but they could only do like 1 through 5 and it could only do addition. But the one in Mario Maker 2 can do 1 through 9 and it can add and subtract.
Because it got the on-off switches now.
Yep.
It's a whole new world. It's
insane. And I like... I figured out this really roundabout way to make like on-off switches automatically like switch back and forth. You get like disappearing block platforms.
Okay.
And I've watched some videos since then, and a lot of people have figured out much cleaner ways to do it than I have.
Yeah, you just drop a something bouncing back and forth between two of them.
Yep. Because I had one of the buzzy beetle shells come out of a pipe and then hit a spring, and then that like, and then it would bounce off another spring to go into a pit that had the two of them.
Right.
But if you shoot it out of a cannon,
it just goes right out.
It just
out.
Comes with that momentum and it hits the block. And then if you put a treadmill there, it'll hit the treadmill and slowly move back into the block.
Right.
I wish I'd known that before I spent 3 hours making a very mediocre level.
I have an idea for a series of levels that would be like the world, like it'd be like, here's the level, and it would go through the each of the different versions. So there'd be like a regular Mario, an SMB3, Super Mario World. And then I think the only other one is the new Super Mario.
Yeah, there's 3D Land too, but that has to be completely separate. You can't like...
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can't, if you start building something in like Super Mario Brothers 3 and you go to switch it to 3D World, it'll be like, you have to start over because it works completely different.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway, so it would go through the four ones that you can switch through. So the first one would be like, here's the regular path because you can't like spin jump or grab anything, right?
Right.
And then the second one is like, now you can grab things. And so that would change the path that you can take to finish, because it would be like the same area through time,
right?
And then so like now to like it's been however many, it's been, you know, an age, and now this thing is broken, so you got to use what skills you have to, you know. And then it would go to the next one where like now you can spin jump and now you can grab things and you know fly if you get the feather, and the last one would be like now you can wall jump and stuff. So I have the idea for that. I don't know if I could ever make the levels. Right? Good or fun.
I get like a lot of little ideas for levels and I'm like, this area is really neat, and then it's like, God, I have to put a whole rest of the level after this.
Sometimes you don't. Maybe that's just it. And maybe that's just the whole level.
And it's just, well, it's either that or the level's like 10 seconds long.
Look, people playing Endless probably would like that.
That's just like a little break.
Just like, just put three mushrooms in there. Three one-ups. Anyway, this has been Mario Maker Talk, the world's second best Mario podcasts, because there's bound to be a better one.
Oh, I'm sure.
Anyway, so Predator shoots the wolf out of its crocodile, out of his alligator mouth, and that knocks the arm off, the giraffe arm off of the Megazord, and then the Megazord falls apart and they get ejected and demorph.
Yeah, I think he shoots it a second time that knocks them all out of it, or just okay. Completely like Rock'em Sock'em Robots the the thing.
So maybe the big blast knocked the arm off and then they got punched.
Yeah, and then they got punched and that knocked their block off.
Right. So they, you know, all fall out. Zenaku comes up, takes the giraffe Zord, and Max's like, no. And then Zenaku does his best Shang Tsung impression and goes, your Zord is gone. It's the same cadence as your soul is mine. From the movie? Same cadence, 100%. So Max goes after Zenaku, but gets nuked for his trouble and gets blasted back, and he doesn't get to save the giraffe sword. And then Danny puts his hand on Max's shoulder and goes, "Never give up." And Max goes, "Never give up." And then we cut away from there. And again, I do like the callback. I think it works on this very tiny scale of like, this is a part of their friendship. And when things relate between them, I'm okay with it being like, never give up is like arc words. I don't want it to come up a lot.
Yeah.
But I like it in little doses. Because
they say it like 8 times in this episode, and I think that's maybe a bit much.
Yeah, maybe 3 or 4, you know? That would be fine, yeah. I think.
Or put it in context.
Yeah.
Because right now it's definitely just, it's not like a motivation, it's just a catchphrase.
Well, he says it because Max is mad, and like the idea of like, hey, never give up, you'll get it back, is a thing, but it doesn't seem like that's where Max is going exactly, but until, yeah, like the end where it pulls out.
It would have been nice if he had like given that context to it, be like, hey man, we're gonna get it back, you know, never give up.
Yeah.
But instead he just goes, never give up.
Yeah, it does seem like he skipped a step. For sure. So then we cut to Zenaku in the woods at night, and Master Org is there. And he's like, do you recognize me?
Do you recognize me?
And Zenaku's like, no, get out of here.
No, you're a punk.
You look like a...
He's like, no, but you're an outsider like me. You probably say damn and piss.
No. He says, like, you don't belong here. And then Master Org says, like, yeah, we're I'm like you. Or like you're, I feel like maybe I missed something, but I feel like Master Org is like, yeah, we're the same. And Zenaku's like, absolutely not. And then walks by him.
Cause I feel like,
I don't know how it goes, but I feel like that's how the sentiment feels.
I think Zenaku is like, he says something like me, you don't fit in here. And then Master Org says, we have more in common than you think. And Zenaku's like, no.
Okay. That's probably it. And then he walks away, and Master Org doesn't, and goes, he doesn't remember. He does like a little Eggman laugh. Because he is the Eggman to Zenaku's Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yes.
Clearly. And that's the end of the episode. So, Josh, you started.
I did.
I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say the first best, my best for this episode, is Danny falling on his butt. I thought it was funny. It was a good joke, and I liked it.
It was good. It was a nice bit of just like light comic relief in this otherwise Power Rangers getting their butts whooped episode.
Yeah, it's just like a nice little because not specifically that, but just like Max be like, here, you take the books and the bag because you're going that way. Like that whole bit, I liked the bit.
I'm gonna best them, just like being there for Alyssa.
That's very good.
Because it was the same as like when Jindrax found Toxica on the Dark Swing set.
Right.
And she was like, I'm just bummed. And he's like, well, you know, I'm here.
I'll just be here.
Because it was very much like, we're not going to pressure you to talk about it. We're here for you. We're going to go get some ice cream.
Let's go get some ice cream. The worst is, I don't know. The worst is Busman puns. Maybe.
And I don't think you're going to agree with me, but I am going to worse the never give ups.
No, I actually liked it this time. I thought it worked. I think there could have been a little more context, and I think they definitely could have trimmed the amount of times, but like for the cheap seats that the babies are in, I thought it worked.
Yeah, I still, it could have used I a get little if more you context, it. I don't hate it, but in this episode, I think it's the weakest thing.
Yeah. It also has been 8 episodes since that was even mentioned. So I think I'm still going to worse Busman puns.
Yeah, that's
they
fair.
Just like the ones that I heard, I forgot immediately because they were bad and quiet and they were just kind of dumb. And everything else was like fine.
Yeah.
To good. So
even I was like, these jokes aren't anything.
They're nothing. They're just nothing.
It's like, I like a dumb joke, but these weren't even dumb jokes. They were just, hey, like I'm a bus, you know?
You know, like buses. So MVP, I'm gonna say, is Max.
You know, it's a tough one. It's another tough one because this team is so teamy.
They are very teamy now. Though in this episode, Taylor did not have a line except for, "Hey, Danny, are you gonna get the thing or not?" Maybe she had one or two more. I did not like that, but like. They are pretty cohesive. The next episode, like, the thing says specifically, like, Taylor and the Rangers. And I was like, yes, that's what I like to see.
You love to see it.
You love to see it.
I'm so sick of reading that.
I think it is the funniest joke.
Two different kinds of people.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'm also going to have to... I think I'm also going to MVP Max or the Predazord.
Predazord's pretty dope.
I think I'm going to MVP the Metazord. He like knows he's in a show.
I can't wait for that season because I will not enjoy it.
No, the Predazord I'm going to MVP.
Predazord, pretty cool. Now we got to rank it. Okay, the last episode was Battle of the Zords. Not as good as that one.
No, I don't think it is.
That's at number two. It definitely was not as good as that one. The episode under that is Soulbird Salvation, where we got the, like, flashbacks of Master Org and Cole's parents.
I don't know if this is as good as that one either.
I don't...
Because they're doing this weird thing where the episodes are not as advertised until the last 4 minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's like, it is keeping the mystery of Zenoku for longer, and I do appreciate that.
Right.
But I would like it better if he showed up in an episode that wasn't named after him showing up.
Yeah, or has anything to do with him.
Yeah.
Like, specifically, spoilers, the next episode's called, like, The Curse of Zenoku or something like that.
Yeah, so hopefully he's in more than 6 minutes of
Yeah, that'd be cool. Under Soulbird Salvation is Wishes on the Water, and...
I do feel like it's better than that one.
That does have a very cool monster, but I think overall it's better.
Yeah.
So yeah, coming
the,
in.
If you're comparing the monsters, then this one sucks. But.
Yeah, that's not what we're doing here. Ranger Danger does that. They got it covered. They'll get to this in a year or two. What are they on now? They're on Lost Galaxy now. In like 3 years, maybe. So coming in at number four, Never Give Up, Part Two. No, Predazord Awaken.
This does feel like the third or fourth part in a Green with Evil saga, because the Rangers, again, lose.
Yeah.
They're still not winning.
They just keep losing. And Green with Evil was like, we lost, then we lost, then we lost, then we lost, and then we won.
And then we got a new friend. Boy, it was close.
Yeah. So, next episode is called Revenge of Zenoku, not The Curse of Zenoku. That was... Curse of the Wolf was a couple episodes ago. It's the Revenge of Zenoku. And we'll talk about that on Monday. Oh, actually, real quick. I think when the next episode airs, I will be on vacation. So there's only going to be one episode for the next 2 weeks. Because I can knock two out in a weekend if I'm really motivated. And then that way they will be ready. Because the second week, I'm going to be driving from New Hampshire to Texas. So... not going to have a ton of editing time or internet access to upload an episode to you.
Right.
So
you can put it on a flash drive when you're here.
Yeah, and I'll just drop it off. So next week and the week after, I think if my math is right, if not, it was this week. Like, this is the second of only one episode, and I didn't plan right, but I'm pretty sure it's next week. The next two episodes is only going to be one a week, so... and we should be back to normal after that.
Well, I hope it's not a two-parter then.
It is not. I specifically checked. The next two-parter is when the Rangers show up. The real Power Rangers, Time Force. Yeah, that's for a while. Yeah, Reinforcements from the Future, Part 1 and 2. That's in like 10 episodes.
So okay,
that's,
that gives that's us some time.
Plenty of time. So anyway, we will talk about Revenge of Zenoku when we see you on Monday. But until then...
may the power protect you. Aye, 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 aye. Aye, aye.
is 4:30:12 Predazord Awaken.
4:30:12?
Yep. Predazord, comma, awaken.
It's grammatically not incorrect.
It is something.